Section 3. You'll hear a student called Paul talking to a tutor about a course he is thinking of doing. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25 on page 5. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Good morning. Come in. You're Paul, are you?
Yes. I spoke to you on the phone.
Yes. Have a seat. You wanted to talk to me about the archaeology course?
Yes. I've read the handbook, but I'd like to find out a few more details before I decide whether to do it.
Right. Yes. What would you like to know?
Well, first of all, can I combine the archaeology course with one in anthropology?
Yes, you can combine it with any other subject apart from classical history.
Hmm.
That's simply because there's some overlap in the lecture times for those two courses. We weren't able to coordinate them.
Okay, fine. And could you tell me about the modules?
Well, in the first semester, there are three. All of them are compulsory. We don't offer optional modules till next year.
Right.
The first one focuses on what can be learned from specific artifacts, such as pottery and stone tools. It's called Object Matters, and it's taught by Dr. Morris.
Is that... How is the module presented? I mean, is it lectures?
We refer to the means of presentation as the learning method. And in this case, it's lectures integrated with practical sessions. So it's a mixture.
What about the content? I suppose we'll be looking at different kinds of archaeological remains and how to date them and so on.
To some extent, but the module is basically about processes. First of all, recording material, then classification, then interpretation of the data. That's how archaeologists draw conclusions about their findings. And finally, display. Is that okay?
I think so. Yes, thanks. One other thing. How is the module assessed? Is there an exam?
No, it's all based on coursework.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30 on page 6. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
Okay.
And the second module, that's the one called Towns and Cities, is taught by our department head, Professor Elliot. And as the name suggests, the module's about the origins of built environments and how they developed.
That's mainly factual then, I suppose.
It is really. And for that reason, the assessment's by examination. But you may be pleased to know it's an oral rather than a written exam, and...
It sounds a bit scary.
Most of our students find they actually enjoy it, so don't worry too much.
Okay.
And then the title of the third module is Method and Science. And in that, Dr. Thompson will be introducing you to the standard techniques used in archaeological fieldwork and analysis. Things like excavating and dating.
What about the learning method for this module? Are there any lectures, or is it all laboratory work?
Oh, it's half lab work and half seminars. There aren't any lectures. Then, right at the end of the module, you'll take part in a site survey. The date for that is week beginning the 10th of March, but I can't tell you the location yet. That'll be announced later. But I think you'll find it very useful.
Yes, I know someone who went on that last...
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4 on page 7.